I've been retired just 2 days and already her indoors is taking advantage. She sent me out shopping yesterday. I hate Christmas at the best of times. I see no good reason why I should feel cheerful in temperatures of -5 while walking streets covered in snow, ice and a dirty slush that reminds me of the gravy they served in the Gasport canteen 40 years ago. Still, I suppose it could be worse. It's not too far removed from the custard they served in the Gasport canteen 40 years ago. I also fail to see why I should feel any goodwill to my fellow shoppers. Most of them barge past me like I don't exist. One young woman snapped, "Get out of the way, old fart." "Never want to be backwards and coming forwards," I grumbled. "If I were 30 years younger, I'd put you over my knee and tan your arse." She replied, "If you were 30 years younger, I might let you. It's the age we live in." I got to Savepenny's supermarket about 10 o'clock and it was heaving. One look at the Christmas decorations, one whisper of the brass band playing Christmas carols, and I was nearly heaving too. First port of call was a cafeteria where they were plugging the merry festive full English, only £4.99. The only Christmassy thing about it was a sprig of holly that someone had stuck over one corner of the banner. So I asked the lad, "What's the difference between a merry festive full English and the one you serve all year round?" "About £1.30, he replied. "That's assuming you'll want two sausages." He cocked an ear at the sound of "Oh, come all ye faithful" coming from the brass band. "Plus, you get the Atmos." "I'll just have 2 merry festive toast and a merry festive pot of tea," I said, "and there's a tip in it for you if you can shut that racket up." He legged it downstairs, and the last I saw of him, he was negotiating with the band's conductor to get them shifted over to Penny Save across the road. I wandered round the store, ignoring the merry festive toothpaste and the merry festive washing up liquid, and at the fruit stall I noticed merry festive strawberries, best before 10th of December, £2.50 a punnet, and merry festive potatoes, ideal for chips, £1.20 a kilo. But what really caught my eye was the warning on a bag of merry festive table salt. "Caution, this product may contain salt." Well, slap my arse with a wet haddock and charge me £50. I finally limped through the checkout to a bill of £87.53. "Only gave £65 for my first car," I moaned at the girl. "Well," she said, "it is Christmas." "In that case, roll on, summer."